Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Michigan Credit Union League's president and CEO Dave Adams talking about their amazing performance numbers, their 20-year high growth rates for Michigan Credit Union. So check it out. How's it going, Dave?
Great, Mike. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today. You have some pretty impressive news to tell us all about today.
Well, we have a lot of exciting things going. I'm assuming that you want to talk about the Share the Love campaign.
Well, of course. Share the love, and also your 20-year high growth rates for Michigan Credit. There's a lot of good stuff going on in Michigan.
Yes, that's why I hesitated on the question. I knew we were going to be talking about credit and performance metrics, but what's really foremost on our minds right now is this great Share the Love campaign that we have going on, sponsored by CU Solutions mm-hmm. Group and CUNA. For 3 months, we have credit unions uploading videos, and then consumers are voting on the videos that they like the best. Mm-hmm. And of course, lots of money is being given out for charitable causes. So this is our first annual campaign. It's going great. We have over 100 credit union videos that have been uploaded. The viral marketing aspects of it are terrific. We have over 123,000 votes that have been cast. We just announced our first prize winners for October. So in three different size classes, small, medium, and large, credit unions will receive a $10,000 contribution from CU Solutions Group to the charity of their choice. This is giving credit unions an opportunity to share their best practices in their communities, to receive money for their charitable causes. We have consumers getting an opportunity to receive a small gift card prize. So we're really excited about how well that's going, the Share the Love campaign.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I love to see the participation, not only from the credit unions providing with the videos, but the people voting too. I mean, the numbers are amazing.
It's a lot of fun, and the videos that you see online there are heartwarming. There's so many very unique community service causes that credit unions are part of, mm-hmm. and for credit unions to share their good works, to have their employees and members and other consumers coming to this site to recognize the good works of credit unions and to participate, it's been great. We're excited about it.
Fantastic. Well done. Keep up the good work. You have like another month or two to go with the campaign. Is it November and December?
Right. October, November, December. And so the voting closed on October, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. but credit unions can still upload their videos. So we have several videos being uploaded even now so that they can get involved and participate in the program through the end of the year. And we'll give out prizes based on voting results in November and December. So we're excited to see not just the additional videos being uploaded, but to see the daily growth in the number of votes that are being cast and the eyeballs that are being put onto the credit union good works. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah, it just kind of enhances the image and the exposure. I mean, it just seems like pardon the well-worn cliche, but a win-win for everybody, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's certainly one thing that we're focused on, and you mentioned the growth metrics.
Yes.
With an improving economy nationwide, and Michigan fortunately being able to participate in this after our serious economic woes of the last many years, mm-hmm. It's great to see not only the Michigan economy improving, but to see credit unions growing and thriving, and serving their communities and their members more than they ever have. Like our colleagues in other states, I'm sure we're seeing incredibly strong loan growth, something like 11-12% loan growth, strongest loan growth we've seen in 20 years across all categories. Membership growth is the strongest membership growth we've seen in over 27 years.
Good grief.
So there's a lot to celebrate and be proud of with regard to how credit unions are performing right now.
So what do you attribute this to? I mean, you mentioned that the Michigan economy is obviously way better than it was. I mean, I think nationwide we can say that. Is there anything else that you attribute to? Is it maybe more exposure that the credit unions have been getting, just from the various marketing campaigns out there? Or what's the basis here?
Mike, I think it's a confluence of factors. I think you mentioned some of them. Michigan's economy was in the doldrums. We used to lead the list of all the negative indicators, whether it be foreclosures or unemployment rate or many other such negative economic indicators. We're now much better. Our unemployment rate is right around 5%. We're kind of in the middle of the pack there with other states. So, you know, the employment picture's improved, our home prices have improved.
Yep.
There are a lot of positives going on with Michigan, but I think so it's a confluence of things. It's the improved economy. It's the strong, trusted brand that credit unions have. It's the missteps of banks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot of those factors. It's the execution by credit unions. I think our credit unions are getting much better at promoting themselves and marketing the credit union brand.
I agree.
In Michigan, we have a cooperative advertising program that is an extremely well-funded, multi-million dollar campaign that also helps to promote the credit union brand. So it's a lot of things working together, and it's exciting to see more and more people discovering credit unions and expanding the usage of credit union services.
So, I mean, let's talk savings for members here. I mean, what are a few of the outstanding statistics that kind of jump off the page for you?
Well, I think that we've had good moderate growth in the area of share draft growth and savings account growth for some time with credit unions. The challenge has been on the loan side of the ledger. But what I'm pleased to see is that the deposit growth is still strong but moderate,
okay,
and not creating growth challenges that would impact credit unions' net worth ratios.
Mm-hmm.
It's really on the loan side that we're now starting to see this 11% annualized growth in loans. It's we're across all the categories: new car, used car loans, business loans continue to be off the charts, 28% growth in some markets. Like the Detroit metro area, we're seeing like 68% growth in small business loans. So for credit unions, it makes life so much easier when you're able to see good quality loan demand. Certainly the asset quality continues to be good. Delinquency rates and charge-off rates are low.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the real story right now, is the loan growth along with the moderate deposit growth. And then again, going back to membership growth, that's something that we've struggled with in Michigan, because for many years we've had a shrinking population in Michigan with the impact of the auto industry and other economic challenges.
Yeah.
We're starting to see some really strong membership growth here.
Do you have any advice for other credit unions who are looking to achieve the same results? Because, I mean, what you guys are experiencing, and I think for the most part nationwide, because we've had folks on from, CUNA Mutual and Callahan's and stuff providing us with their quarterly credit union performance updates and stuff. And the numbers are phenomenal. And my big question is, how do we keep pace? Because I mean, it's pretty unprecedented what's happening right now. So how do credit union, just based on your experience, how do we keep pace with these numbers?
Well, first of all, with Michigan, one thing that's unique about Michigan is our economic conditions were so severe over, for the last dozen years, maybe the last two or three years, mm-hmm. things have gotten better, but the 10 years prior to that were just devastating with the automotive industry and its challenges. But I think the real message for Michigan credit unions can apply in any market, and that is, especially when the going gets tough, hunker down, because that's when the credit union brand is strongest.
Yeah.
In markets where the economy is particularly strong and good, it's tougher for credit unions to differentiate themselves from banks and other providers who are doubling down on the consumer.
So
I think stick with what you're good at, and especially in tough economic times, take that as a positive for the credit union brand, because that's when you're able to really stand out. That's one point. The other thing is pretty basic, and that I think for any business, including credit unions, it's, stick with what you're good at. Find your niche, and don't try to be everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be that community leader and you can do that and provide an array of financial services, great. But we have many credit unions in Michigan who are specializing in whether it be mortgage lending or indirect lending for auto lending.
Yeah.
Find your niche, stick with it, and execute.
Yeah, because as we all know, our finances or the economy rather is cyclical. So we're gonna be, every now and then we're gonna take a dip, and so we gotta kind of reach back and learn from what happened a few years ago, and see what we did right, see what we did wrong, and then learn from it, and we'll come out stronger once again.
Another thing I would say, Mike, is that Michigan is a state. We updated our state act a dozen years ago, and many of our state chartered credit unions have wide open fields of membership in the lower peninsula, the upper peninsula,
mm-hmm.
and they're expanding. And so there's a bit of an identity challenge for credit unions. Do you really want to be that open field of membership, financial institution, or do you want to find a niche, a particular field of membership niche? And we have examples of both in this state.
Yeah.
But I think you couple that with interstate mergers. And I think that the challenge for credit unions is there are a lot of opportunities to expand your field of membership in-state, on an interstate basis, mm-hmm. across seg groups to become broad-based community. And I think that the credit unions that are really successful are those who find their identity, and again, they focus and they excel at serving the people who they know they can serve effectively.
Well, you guys are certainly doing it right in Michigan. I mean, not only are your college football teams doing very well, your credit unions are doing well as well. So,
well, we're pretty excited about the year that both Michigan and Michigan State are having, and with our Detroit Lions, we need to be able to celebrate the collegiate side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a little bit of a turnover happening right now with the Lions, but they'll get it turned around. All right, let's switch gears a little bit here to our wrap-up question here. Tell me about your Strength of Unity campaign here. This all has to do with the dues, choice, and options, right, and all this stuff, and it's kind of a sticky issue in the industry right now. What's your take on it?
Well, so the Michigan Credit Union League was the first league to announce in September that we were going to allow direct membership with the Michigan Credit Union League in 2016, regardless of what the CUNA board decided. And we did that not by taking a position that we think our credit unions should not support,
right,
or should,
right,
not support CUNA. We,
right,
did that because we were listening to what we were hearing from our credit unions, and we felt like the time had come for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is being debated and discussed. There are other leagues that have announced that they're allowing direct membership. The Southeastern League has announced that. The Ohio League recently announced it. The New York Credit Union Association has announced that they're heading in that direction. And then other leagues have announced support for the dual membership requirement.
Mm-hmm.
CUNA may well reassess its position. As we navigate through all this, though, the key message is what we call strength and unity. We're stronger when we're interdependent, when we're working together. And so we have a whole campaign. I was just at a large credit union meeting with the credit union CEO today, and we're taking the time to meet, especially with our larger credit union CEOs who get caught up in this messaging, to encourage them, even in an environment where they have choice, like they'll have next year in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We strongly encourage our credit unions to stay with the CUNA League model, because we think that long term, that's where we're going to have success in Washington,
yeah,
playing good defense, preserving our tax status, getting positive, proactive changes done. We're better when we're working together. But for us, the issue of choice is really about listening and responding to our membership. We have always felt that each individual state association should make that decision. If in a given market, a state's credit unions want to have a dual membership requirement, that's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
If in another state like Michigan, we choose to allow direct membership, that should be our choice. CUNA has to address it at the national level. But once we navigate through all this, it's the strength and unity message, which is we're going to get a lot more done. We're going to be more successful as an industry if we support the CUNA League model that has served us so well for decades.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, what are the pros and cons of all this stuff? But it sounds like you pretty much answered that question in full there. So yeah, I mean, it's I wouldn't say it's divided lines, but it's certainly a hot issue right now. I know the California Credit Union League just had their annual meeting out here in California, and it was a big hot topic. And I think Jim Nussle was out there and he spoke. So
right.
Yeah, it was a hot one. So yeah.
We're member-driven organizations, so each in our own worlds, whether it's the state association or a national association, we're working together. We need our members to give us that input. We need to respond to their input. And I think that in the long run, a successful association, whether it's state or national,
mm-hmm.
is one that has the trust of its members. And that means when you ask for an opinion and you listen to that opinion and you make decisions on their behalf, sure, there are going to be some implications with that, but
mm-hmm.
for instance, in our case, I have no doubt but what some of our credit unions may drop CUNA and belong to the League and NAFQ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm discouraging that. I hope it's very few.
Yeah.
But that'll be a temporary condition, because as we strengthen our value proposition for CUNA and MCUL,
mm-hmm.
we'll continue to have high levels of affiliation.
Okay.
And I think that the trust that we convey is what matters most. The trust that we're able to have coming back is a result of listening and responding and putting our members' interests first.
Indeed. Interesting times indeed. But I want to say congratulations to you guys on the great success that Michigan credit unions are experiencing right now. And I think it's, you know, it's indicative of what's happening nationwide as well. So keep up the good work, and just, it's great news. And also the Share the Love campaign too. I think it's all kind of fueling each other, and it's really fun to see right now.
Well, thank you. And by wrap up here, I say I've worked in several states. I had worked with my colleagues. Credit union people are great all across the country. I'm very honored and proud to work with a great group of credit union leaders in Michigan.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Thanks again, Dave. Thanks again for the time. Keep up the good work over there, will you?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.